This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Migrants from Central America continue to come across the U.S., across the Mexico border, including many children, and many of them are seeking asylum. This morning, we'll hear two stories about how immigration affects people in West Virginia. First, we'll hear from an immigration lawyer based in Charleston. Paul Saluja represents many immigrants in West Virginia who are trying to get their citizenship. But an increased need for pro bono lawyers nationally has inspired him to spend a few months this fall volunteering out west. He'll be representing families and children who traveled across the Mexican border. Roxy Todd spoke with Saluja about immigration across the country and here in the Mountain State.
In the United States, you're only guaranteed the right to counsel to have one appointed for you in a criminal matter if you could be incarcerated. However, immigrants do not have a right to a court-appointed attorney, and they come, they're of limited means, they don't have jobs right now, and they need representation. The way I look at it is, when I flew into Tucson Airport, I looked out the window, and all I saw was barren desert land. And for someone to travel in those conditions, they have to be fleeing from something serious to be willing to risk their own life, the life of their children, in these hot, dry, arid conditions just to get a chance at life.
So last time we talked, you said you felt confident that West Virginians welcome immigrants. Do you still feel that today?
It appears that they do. The ones that I've encountered seem to support the immigration. Everyone wants the immigrant to be independent, and I understand that. But as to whether...
Financially independent?
Financially independent. But to have them relocate to West Virginia, I don't see anyone resisting it at this time.
And in the past couple years, from the clients you've spoken to, have there been people that are facing deportation here in West Virginia? What are people that are undocumented thinking right now? People that are living in West Virginia, but looking at what's going on in the border out west, are people afraid?
Absolutely, they're afraid. The problem is, it appears the current administration doesn't have an immigration policy. They tend to bounce around and just make threats as opposed to having a policy of how they want to resolve the issue. And as a result, those that do qualify for some type of relief, lots of times are unwilling to seek it because they're scared of what the administration may do. And by that, I mean, say, for example, there's an immigrant that is married to a United States citizen, has a couple of United States citizen children, could easily apply for a visa, and then the process could move forward. They are scared to even start the process because they're not sure if they're gonna get picked up, because on all the forms you're required to disclose your address, your phone number. USCIS just implemented now an additional thing. They want their social media accounts. And the reason is that way they can locate them. So everyone is becoming more and more reluctant to move forward. So instead of helping the issue, it's actually causing the migrants to go ahead and just, you know, hide in the shadows.
That was immigration lawyer Paul Saluja speaking with Roxy Todd.